Good Thursday morning, everybody. Welcome on in to today's Breaking News Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and we're here with Thomas Wasson on this Thursday morning Spotlight, his show and newsletter, Loaded and Rolling. That's brought to you guys by the fine folks over at Nicola. Thomas, how are we doing this Thursday?
Doing pretty well. Vibes are great. Other than the spot market, I should have not placed my hopes and dreams in a rodent's ability to predict the marketplace. Still eating crow on that one, but earnings season's up. A lot of great content, a lot of good stuff in the newsletter.
Yeah, we got lots of good stuff coming up this week, both in your show that aired on Tuesday, as well as in the newsletter. We're going to start off talking a little bit about the trials and tribulations of the truckload carrier. As you mentioned, earnings season's in full swing, and Werner coming out after a pretty big Q4 miss saying, you know what, we're going to double down on expedite. Where are they going now following that big miss?
Well, we're going to see. This is a typical behavior. We had the earnings miss. One of the big things was their one way, which is over the road. Everyone calls it differently. We're just going to call it OTR for the sake of this argument. It had problems. One of the cool quotes here by Derek Leathers was, clearly there are customers that are looking to try and take one last bite of the apple. There's clear pressure, especially on the one-way side of the network, but our stance is we've got to stay disciplined. And in the earnings call, discipline, he stayed. He said, we're not afraid to go back to these customers asking for cuts on their upcoming RFPs and say, guess what? We'll just lower the fleet count. We'll grow more in dedicated. And the best takeaway I got from that was, we're going to grow dedicated, but it's harder to get rid of us than it is on the one-way side. We just pick another incumbent.
Yeah, so that dedicated side of things making a good point, right? It's harder to get rid of you when we are your dedicated carrier. And as we know, Werner, one of those big enterprise fleets that is making a name for itself. And Q4, as we mentioned, wasn't kind to them, wasn't really kind to a majority of their truckload carriers. What about full year results for 2023? Were they having a more of a sunnier outlook on those results versus just the fourth quarter? And did that lead to maybe some optimism, if it even is muted, coming up for Q4 or for 2024, that is?
Well, it's challenging because, you know, the when we're looking at a lot of these carriers' earnings, you know, some of them did pretty well. They stayed relatively the same in terms of revenue, but their cost structure went up. And so, you know, one of the big misses with Werner was there's higher costs across the board. And when you're getting your RFPs, 90% plus of your mix is contracted. And so, you know, it's hard because, yeah, when they're looking at year over year, there's just a miss overall because it's really difficult to predict how well you're going to perform. Maybe you had a few extra accidents and other stuff. But the dedicated part was the shining city on the hill. We're kicking it all the way to early English American literature here. And one of the things is because it's more difficult to remove. The margins are better. You're having better with customer relationships. You're taking over a DC, doing the one way and the routing and stuff like that. You're managing it all. So this is typical to see in terms of carrier behavior is a shift like a pendulum between when the market's good, more over the road, and a little bit less dedicated, but still a big chunk, maybe like a 40% versus 60. Now the pendulum in the down market swinging backwards. 60% plus, I'm going to assume we'd want dedicated, maybe 40% OTR. And this is normal. We're circling the wagons. And what's fun is going to be is when the spot market inflects, it may take a quarter or two quarters for that to actually be felt on the contract side. So those large carriers that just had their earnings, you know, we're going to have the small fleets on the spot market having a much better time in the inflection. And just like it took them a long time to feel the pain, this is peak pain, but we've been talking about 6 months, it'll take a little bit longer before they reap the benefits.
So it's hard to believe, but we are already basically halfway through the first quarter of 2024, right? Sitting in the middle of February. Because January feels like the world's longest month. February feels like it goes by in the absolute blink of an eye. So as you mentioned, that pain point is something that these large carriers are still continuing to feel. If you're a small fleet, you're an owner operator, you're like, man, my worst days are behind me. I might not even be operating anymore because it's been too dang tough these last few months or so. As we now look into the back end of the first quarter of 2024, there are some rumblings about things starting to turn in the market in general. We're getting a little bit more optimistic, as I mentioned. We're also starting to see some upticks in some of our data sets. Let's use this as a perfect opportunity to segue into the LMI and talk a little bit about what that revealed for January.
LMI data is great. Logistics Managers Index, it's surveys, it goes out. A bunch of people put in the information and it's an index. Over 50 is expansion, below 50 is contraction. Highlights. Transportation, this one, all metrics read expansion the first time since 2019. So vibes are coming back, folks. Good vibes. Secondly, the expansion of transportation prices from December to January, up 12.7%. points, 12.7 index points, to 55.8. Now, transportation prices were in like the 30s. It was really rough out there for a while. And so when we're seeing the improvement of transportation prices, as well as truckload capacity trending downwards, we're reaching early stages of an inflection point. And this is a big 30,000 foot inflection point. So don't call me and say that, well, it's not good for me yet. Yes, I get it. You know, it happens. But one of the big things upcoming, Federal Reserve. If interest rates go down, things like credit, revolving credit, buying vehicles and equipment, paying, you know, interest on things, it gets a little bit better. So we have some things far ahead that we can get excited about. I think the biggest thing is that early stages, and don't be like me and bet it on Groundhog Day, because I did, and it's still going down. So be careful. Real groundhogs actually start coming out of hibernation in March. So now I'm moving the goalpost, folks. That's right, right now. Not Groundhog Day, when the rest of the groundhogs give me their information, because it will look to be March or April. Traditional seasonality like spring surges, that's probably going to be on the menu, and that's probably when I hear more about concrete evidence. Early vibes right now, slowly moving up, but for consistency, that's what we're still looking for.
Right, we're looking for the green shoots, but we're not quite getting excited that they're going to grow into full trees just quite yet. And I want to harp on that point that you mentioned really quickly about the Fed and their strategy headed into 2024, because as you mentioned, after we saw basically 2023 being completely painful when it came to interest rates and continued rate hikes, they've backed off a little bit on that strategy. And with that, not just is the transportation sector becoming a little bit more optimistic, the average American buyer is also becoming a little bit more optimistic as well, which then, of course, leads your upstream manufacturers to say, hey, let's maybe start thinking about increasing this manufacturing just a little bit and get things primed to turn on. Obviously, our first indicator is going to be in that manufacturing segment. Also, though, when it comes down to it, flatbed and bulk loads, things that we're going to be keeping an eye out. Anywhere else where you're going to be wanting to watch as we continue to see this kind of turn up, I guess, in excitement?
I think that's going to be one of the big ones is the federal. I know it all boils down to the Fed. That's what's funny, but it is an election year coming up in 24. So the goal is to make the economy look as good as possible, regardless of where you're all on the aisle. But the Fed does between a rock and a hard place. Inflation is still a little bit higher than what their targeted rate is. And so the challenge is right now is that we are seeing inflation go down compared to the 9%. That's good. But the bad news is it's still higher. So that's why we have this kind of duality where it feels like a vibe session, because in spite of the fact that consumers are having it a little bit easier at the same time, the bulk aggregate is still much higher. We needed a little period of deflation for it to feel a little bit better. But I'm curious from a truckload carrier side, flatbed open deck tender rejection rates still remaining resilient. We've got increase in hand manufacturing. I do think lower rates mean it's going to be lower for, you know, much better for businesses. And so we should see more truckload care, you know, movements. But one of the things to watch for, and this is interesting, capacity is abundant right now. Shippers don't feel like they have to plan that far ahead because they can get a truck. What we don't know is if the market violently flips because carriers are leaving over 9,000 since November, unique operating authorities, there could be a situation where we're asleep at the wheel and we suddenly jerk back into the lane and the market could drastically flip. Now, this is hypothetical, but this is one thing that Morgan Stanley had talked about earlier in January, is that when the turn comes, it may be a lot more abrupt than the current lagging, you know, the doldrums that we've been seeing in the data over the past few months. So I'm excited. Get your popcorn out. You know, spring's coming up. We may have a little March Madness. That's right. Going from football to basketball, folks. We cover it all here.
There you go. All right, Thomas. Speaking about covering it all, let's talk a little bit about your episode from this last week. It's a little bit of a love letter to insurance right before Valentine's Day. Who was your guest? What did you guys chat about?
Steven Ritzler, team lead at CoverWallet. Great conversation. A lot of things are being considered in the insurance space. And one of the things I like to tell people, just like with maritime and trucking, insurance and risk are super, super important. They're the things that are actually impacting on the back end. We have to approach these problems and things from various angles. Don't just look at it through one way. So we talked about, EPA, especially looking into year model 2027 and beyond, stricter emission standards. Your insurance may eventually have more emissions riders in it, but for smaller fleets right now, they're going under the radar. They don't do too much. Larger fleets, keep an eye on that. That could be important. And then finally, FMCSA, automated braking systems and other things that they're looking to do rulemaking. They're coming equipped on newer vehicles, but as always, it's a battle of haves and have-nots. Large fleets are going to continue to be like, yeah, let's get more safety. Let's make it harder for smaller fleets because they're the competition. smaller fleets on the meantime says, I'm a 20-year driver. I don't need all this underwrite and all this other stuff. And so for insurers, it is going to be very interesting because one of the fascinating takeaways is, you know, there's insurers for younger carriers, older carriers, larger carriers, smaller carriers. It's like a bag of jelly beans. And so it could be impacting folks in unexpected ways as we move throughout the year, coming in March and April and May when the FMCSA starts putting out that rulemaking stuff.
All right, Thomas, well, thank you for being here for this community spotlight. Of course, you can catch Loaded and Rolling live on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock Eastern time right here on FreightWaves TV. Head on over to FreightWaves.com, sign up for his newsletter as well. And Thomas, we'll see you next week.